To return to Justice Califano's professional career, can you think of anyone who hated Justice Califano enough to kill him?
Of course not, Justice Wallace said without hesitation. If there were ever such a question, any threatening correspondence, for example, it was forwarded to the FBI immediately. They always follow through on such things. Of all the justices, Stewart was least likely to receive hate mail. Realize, Detective, that the nine of us spend most of our time in the Supreme Court building. We're not out haranguing defense lawyers or sentencing criminals. Haven't been for many years.
There was a moment of tense silence. Then Justice Wallace said,
You don't believe this was a terrorist act, do you, Detective?
I don't know, sir. And since we don't know, that's why you have two federal marshals assigned to guard you. They will remain until we've solved this case. Now, sir, for our information and with my apologies, would you please tell me where you were last night?
Justice Wallace raised an eyebrow and said,
Both my wife and I were home last night, playing bridge with our next-door neighbors, the Blairs. They left at around midnight. Isn't that right, Beth?
Beth Wallace nodded.
Then we went to bed.
She looked down at the beautiful silver coffee pot no one had touched.
It does occur to me to mention Eliza Vickers. She was Stewart's senior law clerk. She isn't a very nice woman.
Justice Wallace frowned at his wife.
There's nothing to say about her, Beth.
When she attempted to open her mouth again, he said over her,
Eliza is one of the most effective law clerks at the court. She was always locking horns with Stewart, always debating, especially when she really cared about something. She would nearly hold him prisoner in his office when she wanted to bring him around to her way of thinking.
He sighed.
She was with him nearly a year and a half. He could speak of nothing but keeping her on with him beyond 2 years, something that's very rare.
Beth Wallace said, venom in her voice,
She disliked him. I know it for a fact.
Now, this exchange was peculiar, Callie thought. She said,
Mrs. Wallace, why do you think that?
It's nonsense,
Justice Wallace said before his wife could speak.
You rarely visit.